Monday through Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And then from 7 to noon on Sunday. And how about vacations? Did you take vacations?
No, we don't ever take vacation together.
I mean, you take vacations separately?
Well, no, we don't. When, actually, we don't have vacations. But sometimes I'll just go up in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come for a week, and then sometimes maybe I just went them up by myself, go up there and come back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's have to stay open by himself, or the boys help him.
You have two sons?
They
were born here.
Oh yeah, they're both. One, the older one born in Denver.
Oh, I see.
The second one born in Santa Monica Hospital.
Oh,
yeah.
At that time, you must have been the only Chinese lady in the hospital.
Yeah, at that time, yeah.
Giving birth.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. In terms of, what is it? Did you get used to being here and not mixing with Chinese? I guess most of your friends were Americans.
Well, I have some Chinese friends.
Where?
Oh, in Los Angeles.
Oh, where in Los Angeles?
Oh, different places. Yeah.
And so you went and visited them, and they came to visit you?
Uh-huh, yeah. But we hardly, they come to visit us because we don't have much time. It's only Sunday afternoon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we go riding on the in the afternoon and come back.
How much did things cost in your store? Do you remember, like, a loaf of bread?
Oh, in that Depression day?
Yeah.
Depression?
Like 31, 32, 33, you know.
During Depression, the thing is so cheap. You got $5, you got the whole, orange box.
Orange box. Crepe.
$5 is full.
Oh.
Now at $5, you can get just a small roll. In those days, bread, 5 cents, and a carrot, penny, a bunch.
Oh,
my. Onion, 5 cents a pound.
Oh. How big was your store?
Oh, very small. Not bigger than this room.
About it, all of this room?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and that's 200 square feet, I think, roughly. And how did you come to price those things? Did you just add a certain percentage onto the...
No, you see how much it costs you, and then you add
20%. Oh, you add
20%? Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that includes your labor, right? I mean, you're not counting your labor when you add in the 20%.
No. Coffee, you know how much cost that, huh? 35 cents a pound.
Oh, wow. 35 cents a pound for coffee.
Milk is 10 cents a quart.
Oh, God. Did prices start going up around 1941 or so? 42. When did prices start increasing?
I think it's after the World War II, I think.
After World War II?
Yeah.
Not during World War II. After the...
I don't remember during the World War II. I don't remember. I don't know what... It's during the same level? Or... Could we just raise a little bit? I don't remember. I really
Did you get your vegetables and fruits from Ninth and San Pedro?
Yeah, Ninth and San Pedro. Mm-hmm. Right.
Did you have one wholesaler, or do you always go to, or did you go to all different wholesalers?
Just go pick up what you want and go to different.
You have to drive there.
Yeah, my husband died early in the morning.
What
4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Oh, he drives there too.
Then they come home.
Oh.
Come home about 7.
Oh. And then you and him open up.
Yeah.
Then he opened up the shop.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Wasn't that very hard work?
Kind of hard work, but it's not too hard, you know, but you still have to be steady at the store, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to, you know, a picnic or go have social or like that. You don't have much time.
Mm-hmm. I see. What did you do for recreation?
Nothing. Recreation,
Sunday afternoon, what do you do?
Yeah, just Sunday afternoon, go riding, visiting people, go to Chinatown, eat dinner.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did you miss the place where you were born?
I don't know where I was born. I don't miss anything.
You don't miss China?
I don't know where I was.
Did you ever go back to China?
No, I never been to China.
Did you ever want it to go?
Well, if I was younger, I'd like to go, but now I'm too old. I don't. My children's from the last year.
Mm-hmm. They went last year?
Uh-huh. Went to England.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they asked me to go. I said, oh, no, I'm too old. You pack in the morning, unpack at the evening.
Too much
packing and walking.
Did you have any American friends when you were, you know, all the time while you were living in
America? Well, I got some, you know, just friends, not, you know, not the real good friends, you know, just
casual friends.
Yeah, casual friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So most of your close friends were Chinese?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. Were they in the same business?
No, they're not in the same business. Some of the working
mm-hmm.
people and...
Did you feel more Chinese or American?
I feel like more Chinese.
Did you ever feel sorry for being here, for being in America as a Chinese? Or
no, I never thought of anything.
When you raised your children, did you try to raise them to be Chinese or Americans?
Both, I guess. But Moses is very American, he's nice.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell Chinese.
They don't tell.
No.
And you didn't send them to Chinese schools?
No. There's no Chinese school around. You have to go way to Chinatown. See, when they're too young. And then when they go to college, the high school, they don't have time to go to Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to Chinese school at all?
Yeah, we had the Chinese school at the mission home.
Oh.
English and Chinese at the same time.
What kind of classes besides English and Chinese?
That's all.
That's all? They just taught you those two classes?
Oh,
they didn't teach you math or...
Oh, yes. Or in English.
In English.
Yeah, in English all the...
And the Chinese was in the Cantonese, right?
Yeah, we read it in Cantonese.
Yeah, right. In
those days, most we talk Cantonese. And after World War II, then the northern people come over.
Yeah.
See? Before the hardly any speak Mandarin.
Sure.
Moses speak Cantonese.
Mm-hmm. When anyone in your family got sick, did they prefer Chinese or Western medicine?
I got sick.
I see. Did you, so you never kept any Chinese medicine or aspirin, like things like that around the house?
Oh yeah, I've got some aspirin, sure.
But nobody ever got sick, huh?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, take an aspirin, or sometimes you get cold, or, so you have to go to see a doctor.
But you didn't...
They didn't have an allergy.
Uh-huh. Oh. But you never gave them any liang cha or things of that sort.
Liang cha.
Yeah, just whatever, the Chinese herbal teas.
I don't know too much. Those liang cha or what you call supposed to go to take American medicine.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, for the
so.
Cold or like mm-hmm. that.
Mostly Western medicine.
Mm-hmm.
In recreation, did you prefer to do Chinese things like mahjong and
mm-hmm.
Chinese opera or Western things like ball games and movies?
Well, my children is like ball games.
Yeah, your children, I'm sure, quite Americanized. How about you and your husband?
My husband doesn't, he doesn't have time to play mahjong or recreation. We stay home pretty close. We don't do anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you belong to any kind of organization, social or religious organization?
Oh, I belong to the church. See, we have to, they teach us Christianity in the mission.
Mm-hmm.
See,
so you belong to a church?
The home is run by the missionary of
mm-hmm.
America.
The Cameron House
mm-hmm, yeah.
or the mission house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the natural we have prayer and go to church.
Which church did you go to?
In San Francisco, we go to the Chinese Presbyterian Church in China, in Stockton.
Here in the Venice.
Oh, in here? But now we go to Two Light, a Chinese church.
Two Light?
A Presbyterian church.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I mean back in the 30s and the 40s.
Oh, we don't go every week, but sometimes we go to the church.
American church?
No, Chinese church in Chinatown.
Oh, in Chinatown. Why didn't you go to
another? No, it was used to be in Adam.
Oh, on Adam Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you go to a nearby neighborhood church here?
Oh, that time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we don't, you see, we were open there half a day, and so we didn't go to church. Once in a long while we go, but not every week.
But you say you went to the one on Adam Boulevard.
Yeah, once a while.
Once a while. Why don't you choose one around here to go once in a while?
They don't have a Chinese church. They have an American church.
Why didn't you go to an American church?
Well, because they have it from 11 to 12 o'clock, it's just through the steps.
Oh, I see. So they were closed.
Yeah.
If the American church had remained open during the afternoon on Sundays, would you have gone?
I never thought of that.
I mean, I'm trying to find out whether the reason you picked the Adam Boulevard church was because it was open in the afternoon or because they were Chinese.
Chinese. At that time, a long, long time ago.
Oh, you, I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then somehow they moved down to a Chinatown, so we didn't go.
Did you ever write to your relatives and friends in China?
I don't have no relatives.
That's
my husband has, but after the Second World War, we lost track.
Oh,
lost.
So he wrote before World War II. He wrote back.
Oh. Yeah, some once a while, she doesn't know how to write in Chinese. So sometimes we will send them money until the Second World War come, and then we
stop.
And then stop because we don't know where they are and lost track.
Was that very common to send money back home? Did everybody do that?
In the olden day, yeah.
How much would you send, and how often would you send it?
Well, as often as you want to.
Mm-hmm.
To send back to your mother, or help if you have brothers. Like my husband, he got two brothers. He'd send money back to help them get married.
Mm-hmm. Those two brothers never came here?
No, they never came. We don't know where they are. Maybe after the war, all scattered. We don't hear anything. We presume they were probably dead or lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Did you ever think about moving to Chinatown to live?
No.
Or buy a store.
In that time?
Yeah, at that time in the 30s and 40s.
No, we don't buy it. We don't ever think of buy property in Chinatown.
You mean you did not want to be closer to your Chinese friends who lived around the area?
Well, they're all scattered around. They don't want to live in the same place.
Where did your friends live?
Well, some live in Los Angeles and near Crenshaw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and
we don't have too much of friends because we don't have much time to visit.
Yeah, that's true.
See.
How long did you live behind the alley before you moved over here to this address, Tivoli Street?
Oh, I lived there until we moved here in 1961.
Oh, until 1961?
Mm-hmm.
And then you sold that place? Oh, when you retired?
Retired, we have... we didn't sell that place. We have to... demolish the building.
Oh.
Because at that time, the city had to bring up the code.
Oh, the code.
You have to bring up the standard.
So you tore down the building?
Yeah, they tore down the house and the build and the store because it doesn't build.
Yeah, it doesn't conform to building code standards.
The plumbing isn't too good and like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then unless you have to remodel, see? But models, the old buildings, it doesn't cost too much. That time, we don't have too much money.
So now you just got the land. It's just a piece of land. Though.
No, I sold the land.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Did you or others that you knew join any associations in the Chinatown?
No, we don't join any associations in China.
Were you aware of any prominent in family in L.A.?
No. Prominent family?
Mm-hmm. Like important families?
No, we don't have an important family.
You don't know of any important Chinese families?
I heard of it, but no, we don't associate.
Oh, yeah. Oh. What were their names?
I don't know their names. I forgot their names.
Oh. What about individual Chinese persons? Were there any one or two